Sugar is common enough in all our lives, and almost everyone believes that it is simply an attractive sweet, one of many carbohydrates in the diet of civilized countries. But sugar is really quite an extraordinary substance. It is unique in the plant that makes it, in the materials that chemists can produce from it, and its use in foods at home and in industry. And recent research shows that it also has unique effects on the body, different from those of other carbohydrates. Since it now amounts to about 1/6 of the total calories consumed in the wealthier countries, it is essential that more is known about what it does to people when it enters the body in food and drink. Curiously enough, not only the layman, but also the physician and the medical research worker have until recently assumed that there was no need to bother with any special study of sugar. Since man began to produce his food instead of hunting and gathering it, his diet has contained large amounts of carbohydrates of one sort or another. It did not seem to occur to anyone that it made any difference whether this carbohydrate consisted almost entirely of starch in wheat or rice or maize, or whether the starch was gradually becoming replaced by increasing amounts of sugar, as has been happening in the last 100 or 200 years. Although some early research workers occasionally pointed out that eating sugar was not always the same as eating starch, no one paid much attention to this until 25 years or so ago. When I wrote a book on weight reduction in 1958, I strongly recommended a diet low in carbohydrate, but I made very little distinction between the benefits of avoiding starch and avoiding sugar. Since that time, an enormous amount of new information has been accumulating, and more is being added constantly. Most of the new research has, quite properly, appeared in scientific and medical journals, but it seems now worthwhile to summarize it for non-technical people. After all, it is not only scientists and physicians who eat, and if eating sugar really is dangerous, then everyone should be told about it. The fact that so much about the effects of sugar is still being discovered is in itself an illustration of how unexpected it was to find so many differences in these effects from those of other common foods. You might have imagined that the realization that there were differences would have stimulated the sugar producers and refiners themselves to initiate studies into the properties of their product. Other industries which produce foods like meat or dairy products or fruits have spent a great deal of money over the years to carry out or support nutritional studies on their products, even though these foods form a smaller proportion of the Western diet than sugar now does. But the sugar people seem quite content to spend their money on advertising and public relations, making claims about quick energy and, as we shall see later, simply rejecting suggestions that sugar is really harmful to the heart or the teeth or the figure or to health in general. I cannot claim that everything I say in this book will be accepted by every research worker. I hope, however, that I have made it clear which parts of the book refer to solid, observable scientific research and which parts are my own opinions and interpretations of these observations. Only time will show how right or wrong I am in any one particular personal statement. But right at the outset, I can make two key statements that no one can refute. First, there is no physiological requirement for sugar. All human nutritional needs can be met in full without having to take a single spoon of white or brown or raw sugar on its own or in any food or drink. Secondly, if only a small fraction of what is already known about the effects of sugar were to be revealed in relation to any other material used as a food additive, that material would be promptly banned. Take the case of cyclamates. Some countries now do not permit this sugar substitute to be used, and the prohibition is based on experiments in which rats were fed for an enormously long time on huge amounts of cyclamate.